Random House Audio presents The Charlemagne Pursuit by Steve Barry, read for you by Scott Brick. Study the past if you would divine the future. Confucius. The ancient masters were subtle, mysterious, profound, responsive. The depth of their knowledge is unfathomable. Because it is unfathomable, all we can do is describe their appearance. Watchful, like men crossing a winter stream. Alert, like men aware of danger. Courteous, like visiting guests. Yielding, like ice about to melt. Simple, like uncarved blocks of wood. Lao Tzu, 604 BCE. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. Proverbs 11:29. Prologue, November 1971. The alarm sounded, and Forrest Malone came alert. Depth, he called out. 600 feet. What's beneath us? Another 2,000 feet of cold water. His gaze raked the active dials, gauges, and thermometers. In the tiny con, the helmsman sat to his right, the planesman squeezed in on the left. Both men kept their hands locked on control sticks. Power flickered on and off. Slow to 2 knots. The submarine lurched in the water. The alarm stopped. The con went dark. Captain, report from reactor room. Circuit breaker is blown on one of the control rods. He knew what had happened. The safety mechanisms built into the temperamental thing had automatically dropped the other rods. The reactor had scrammed, shut itself down. Only one possible course of action. Switch to batteries. Dim emergency lights came on.